Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotion. I'm Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I am so glad you're here. Hey, if you like these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, and comment. It really does help out the algorithms. Today's scripture comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. It's one of my favorite set of verses. It says, "Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companions, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of the fellow workers whose names are written in the book of life." And then he says this, he's talking to Euodia and Syntyche, who seem to be having some type of conflict or just some problems in their life. And you may be running into some of those in the public square today as you go about what you're going to be doing. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." That's number one. You go into the public square, you go into work, you go into school, you go into whatever you're going to today, start by rejoicing in the Lord. And he says, again, "I will say rejoice." Isn't it just like God to remind us to rejoice twice? Then he says, "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand," or "the Lord is near," some translations say. So think about that for a moment. We're gentle because we know God is near. Now, maybe you're an elected official and you're thinking gentleness doesn't get you anywhere. Well, God's economy, God's ways, God's calling are higher than ours. And so he's challenging us to think about, how do you be gentle? Now, gentleness does not mean lying, and it's not being untruthful. Just because you're gentle doesn't mean that you tell lies. He's not encouraging that. He says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." So he says, hey, take care of your anxiety as you go in. Make your requests and supplications to God. Talk to him about the things that you're going to go through today. If it's an Excel spreadsheet, or maybe it's a Word document, or maybe you're building something, or maybe it's a measurement or a project that you're working on, talk to God about it. He cares about what you do in the workplace and in the public square. It says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus." When you talk to God about your problems in the public square, he will bring peace into your life. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there's any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate or think on these things." Noble, true, things that are just, things that are pure, lovely. He says, dwell on those things. It's easy to do false, things that are unjust, things that are impure, things are that not lovely, of bad reports. It's easy to dwell on those things, but God is saying, hey, set your mind on these things and the things which you've learned and received and heard and saw in me. These do, and the God of peace will be with you. Did you notice that? God of peace will be with you, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard you. Today is going to be a day of peace. Why? It's not because your circumstances are going to change, or somehow it's going to get better, or somehow it's going to be this. It's because you know in whom you have believed, and you believe that he is able to keep you until that day. His joy comes in the morning, and he loves you so, so very much. So if you enjoy these daily devotionals, like, subscribe, comment, and share them. We would greatly appreciate that. And if you haven't become an FPIW strategic partner through financial giving, we want to encourage you to do that as well. Like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.